Hi, I am Samuel Orozco, and the following is a special report of Edición Semanaria de Noticiero Latino. Immigrant women detained at Berks County Family Residential Detention Center in Pennsylvania have been on hunger strike for several weeks to protest the conditions of detention for themselves and their children. Most of those detained here and around the U.S. are Central Americans who have come north fleeing violence. Though federal authorities announced these centers as a humanitarian alternative, mental health experts say they are adding trauma to children who have already seen painful and traumatic events in their lives. Reporter Valeria Fernandez visited some of the families detained at Berks and has this story.
Every night before going to bed at the Berks County Family Residential Center in Leesport, Pennsylvania, Isamar Sanchez thinks about the men that threatened her life in El Salvador. Their presence haunts not only her nightmares, but also those of her 8-year-old daughter, Jacqueline.
She says that she has dreamed many times that we're in El Salvador and they are chasing us, because she knew the threats we had in my country.
Sanchez was a single mother in her country and suffered domestic violence. She was threatened by gang members when she opened a street cart to sell pupusas, a Salvadoran dish. They wanted her to pay a fee for running her business. She paid them a couple of times, but it wasn't long until her sister's husband was killed for refusing to pay them. That's when she fled. In January, Sanchez and her daughter Jacqueline were detained as part of a multi-state operation to detain women and children from Central America. Because recorders aren't allowed at the facility, the interview was recorded over the phone. The center is surrounded by a park with trees. There's a basketball court and a soccer field, slides, park benches and rocking chairs. But everything is behind a wooden fence. Parents and children are constantly under the watch of staff from the center. It feels like a prison for Jacqueline.
She'll wake up and hug me crying and says, "Mommy, why do I have to be locked up in this jail when I should be outside with my family?"
Last summer, a federal judge ordered the release of all families being held in private, secured, and unlicensed facilities unless they represented a flight risk. This July, the Ninth Circuit agreed that children must be released, but not their parents. The Department of Homeland Security implemented reforms to try to reduce the time that children are locked up, but at the same time, the government argued in court that detention is a deterrent to other families from risking the dangerous journey to the U.S. Mental health experts warn that depriving families of their freedom traumatizes children, who in many cases were victims of violence in their countries.
Detention creates additional stress that can really rise to the level of trauma.
Luis Sayas is a mental health expert and the dean of the School of Social Work at the University of Texas, Austin. He's interviewed hundreds of families in detention.
The fear, and actually it's along with the deprivation, of not knowing what their future will be like. Will my mother and I receive asylum and be able to stay in the U.S.? Or will we be deported back to Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala?
Jacqueline still has flashbacks of the day she and her mother were detained.
I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. She would tell me as she trembled, and all I could do is hold her. I told her, "Honey, everything will be okay." I had asked them if I could give her something to eat or drink because she hadn't eaten, and they said I didn't have the right to give her anything.
With time, detention has affected Jacqueline more.
She was doing well in her classes, and now her grades are going down. She barely eats.
The center lost its license from the Department of Health Services from Pennsylvania because the facility wasn't created to house children with adults. Yet, immigration authorities said they'll continue to use it pending an appeal.
There's a fundamental problem, and that's that this is a law enforcement agency whose mission is to deport people. And there's no mission to take care of the health and safety of children.
Olga Byrne is an investigator with the organization Human Rights First. In August 2015, she met with 23 families at Berks, the facility where Sanchez is detained. She documented several problems. Mothers were not able to make independent decisions for their children's well-being, like having over-the-counter medicines available or making choices about their meals. And children were sleep-deprived.
They are woken up every 15 minutes throughout the night with a flashlight. many children, we know, were scared, said they couldn't sleep, nightmares.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, said they couldn't comment on the practice due to a pending lawsuit. Another alarming issue for Byrne was a lack of Spanish-speaking mental health therapists. According to ICE, 40% of the staff speaks Spanish, at least at a basic level, but Sanchez had to speak with the therapist through an interpreter over the phone. Social work scholar Sayas says scientific research shows that repeated instances of stress during childhood have long-lasting consequences.
As more stress is piled on stress and it accumulates and it stays on for prolonged periods of time, we do know that adult psychological problems arise and so do chronic physical illnesses.
According to mental health experts, some children react to what they feel is being locked up by blaming their parents, disassociating from them, or clinging. Maria, another Salvadoran mother, who asked to use a fictitious name because of how her story could impact her children, was detained for 6 months with them.
They were very sick, and my son would tell me, "Mommy, get me out of here. I don't feel well." And for me, it was difficult. "Mommy, my brother is sick and it's your fault because you brought us here." I can't tell my son, "Look, son, I brought you here because I fear for your life or that they would take you away from me forever."
Both Maria and Sanchez are part of a civil lawsuit claiming detention harmed their mental health and that of their children. Maria was released in June after attorneys won an appeal on her case. But Sanchez did not win an appeal. Her attorneys asked the court to reconsider the decision. Meanwhile, ICE won't release her because they see her as a flight risk. Sanchez still hasn't told Jacqueline.
She asked me, "Mom, what is it? Is something wrong?" I would say, "No, it's nothing. I just have a headache," because I know I'll break her heart if I tell her that, because it is her dream to live in the U.S.
On a breezy May afternoon, during the visit, Jacqueline was returning from a tour at a local Hershey's chocolate factory. Her hair was pulled from one side of her face with a white and black dotted ribbon. The next day was her birthday. Matter-of-factly, she said she wants to be an attorney when she grows up, to stop the deportation of families like hers. Only time will tell how deep the invisible wounds of her experiences go and what impact they'll have on her future. For Radio Bilingüe, I'm Valeria Fernandez from Leesport, Pennsylvania.
This is a special report for Edición Semanaria de Noticiero Latino. The story was produced as part of Hablando de la Raza, with the support of the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.